Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump announces a new security strategy regarding Iran, and he has refused to certify Iran's compliance with this so-called nuclear deal. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. President Donald Trump, in consultation with his national security team, has now approved a new strategy which focuses on neutralizing Iran's destabilizing influence and constraining its aggression, particularly its support for terrorism and militants. You would think, Holly, that he completely undid the so-called Iranian nuclear arms agreement, but he did not do that. He just simply said that he cannot certify Iran's compliance with the agreement. He also said that the Congress needs to act on this, and if they don't act on it to make this agreement better, stronger, and more accountable, then he would take further action. But the media, the leftist media, made it sound like he just completely undid the deal. The deal is still in effect. It's a bad deal. He said it's a bad deal during the campaign. Many people believe it's a bad deal. President or Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, believes it's a bad deal, was opposed to it, spoke at the United Nations against this deal before it was signed, and even criticized it after it's been signed.
Right.
So what he has done is he said, I can't certify that Iran is actually complying with this deal because they are funding illicit activities that support terrorism and militant activities around the world.
So I'm curious, so why do you think he didn't just reverse the whole deal?
I think he's, like he's done before, he has tried to give Congress the first bite at the apple.
Actually, let them do their job, right?
Let them do their job. It's their job. And we may actually see Republicans and Democrats coming together, who knows, by virtue of them wanting to make this deal more strict and accountable. What we have done with this deal, it's a bad one that President Obama pushed. And it was a poor demonstration of leadership because it literally allowed the Iranians to continue their ballistic missiles.
It was like handing them missiles.
And it's like, well, that we couldn't have included them. No, you could have included the ballistic missiles. The sanctions against Iran were working.
Yeah.
They were working. And you could have increased sanctions on Iran. But instead, no ballistic missile restriction. And therefore, Iran was allowed to continue developing long-range ballistic missiles. Well, why do they need long-range ballistic missiles? They need them to be able to carry warheads that eventually will be a nuclear warhead.
Right.
It also allowed them to do some development of their different processes of developing nuclear power, which they say, well, it's not for weapons, but you know it is. And although they weren't able to develop a nuclear weapon during the time frame, they could develop the infrastructure for it so that when this agreement expired, they would have a very short window of opportunity to get to a nuclear weapon.
Hmm.
So one person who was siding with the Obama administration said, well, before the agreement, Iran was only a few months away from developing a nuclear weapon. But after the agreement, they're 1 year away. Well, that gives you a whole lot of comfort, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that
really?
Iran is 1 year. I don't think she's accurate in what she was saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, does that give you a lot of comfort that Iran, of all nations, is that close to developing a nuclear weapon?
We just need the whole world to join together to stop this control they're trying to have on the world.
Well, and President Donald Trump issued a speech that was very powerful on this issue. And he mentioned that within the Iranian regime, you know, they're looking at hundreds of years to accomplish their ultimate goal. So a few years to wait for this agreement to expire. In the meantime, they're allowed to develop ballistic missiles, long-range ballistic missiles. They're allowed to create an infrastructure that would be in place so that they could quickly thereafter develop a nuclear weapon.
Mm.
They're willing to wait a few years. They've waited a few hundred years. They want to turn the clock back to the pre-1917. They want to turn the clock back to the Ottoman Empire, when the Ottoman Empire controlled much of the Middle East. And, of course, it was defeated in 1917. To them, that was a moment in history that was dishonorable. And their goal is to turn the clock back, to have this worldwide caliphate. They've been working on that for many, many years. They're patient to be able to work on it bit by bit by bit. So to wait until this deal finally expires is nothing for them, as long as in the meantime, they can develop their ballistic missiles and develop the infrastructure for nuclear weapons. The Iranians, after this particular speech and announcement came out, they said that there's no way they're going to abandon their ballistic missiles. There's no way they're going to stop that. They have all kinds of rhetoric against President Donald Trump. But you know what? President Trump said it's time for the entire world to join us in demanding that Iran's government end its pursuit of death and destruction.
Right. And pull out the funds. No more funds for Iran.
Yeah, so the strategy will aggressively counter the threats to the United States and its allies from ballistic missiles and other asymmetric weapons, which includes denying the Iranian regime and especially the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps funding for its illicit activities and opposing the Revolutionary Guard activities that extort the wealth of the Iranian people. Iranian regime is not only moving towards the development of a nuclear weapon to use against Israel, but also Europe and certainly its other Middle Eastern countries, such as Saudi Arabia, because that's where Mecca is. They want to take control over Mecca and Medina, but particularly the United States of America. And so it should be a real concern that they're developing these long-range ballistic missiles that could eventually carry a nuclear weapon, and that they are getting some of this information, it appears probably from even North Korea, maybe even some help from Russia. But now this particular statement of the president reverses all of that.
Protect America, Israel, and our allies in demanding a change in the Iranian regime's behavior.
You remember President Obama gave this public speech about Syria, that if they ever cross this red lines using gas against its own people or its opposition, chemical weapons, that that's the red line. And if they cross it, there's going to be consequences. Well, Assad in Syria crossed the red line and used chemical weapons. We saw those horror pictures where these people were struggling for air and many of them died. Look almost, you know, like the Holocaust in the sense of this genocide of people just laying down from being poisoned by the chemical weapons. They crossed the red line, and what did President Obama do? Not a single thing. Nothing. And when you say that you're going to do this when this entity does that and you don't, that emboldens these terrorist organizations and countries and regimes. And it emboldened Assad. It emboldens Iran. So when Obama did his rhetoric and other people spoke their rhetoric and Susan Rice spoke her rhetoric against Iran, they know that it's just speech. They know that it's just words. President Donald Trump has indicated that he's going to lead by action.
He's a man of action.
And this is, I think, a great step forward. The fact of the matter is what he did was he has decertified. He's not going to certify compliance with this agreement because it's very clear that Iran is continuing to fund Hezbollah, the terrorist organization. It's continued to fund insurgency throughout the Middle East. It's continued to fund the terrorist organization in Gaza, Hamas, and other kinds of activities around the Middle East and the world. It's continued to fund terrorist activities and try to plot terrorist activities against the United States of America. Enough is enough. President Trump is charting a new strategy. That's good news. Go to Liberty Counsel's website as we advance religious freedom, life, and family, and stand with Israel. You can be a part of our pro-Israel outreach through Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. We have a lot of resources there for Israel and Israel-related matters in the Middle East, cidisrael.org. And our ministry, Covenant Journey, is for Christian college-age students. Check that out at covenantjourney.org. Learn more about these ministries. You can go directly to our lc.org website. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to remember Liberty Counsel in your regular financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.